We are talking today here with Anna Hart of the Coon Rapids Bears Crusaders, as she is going to be heading to Iowa Western to continue her basketball career as well as her education as well. Anna, congratulations and appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you.
You bet, Anna. So for you, let's start with your love of basketball. You're such a great athlete in whatever sport you go out in. What is it about basketball that really drew you in?
When I was young, my parents put me in AAU, and ever since I started, I played with Play for Him, and I loved it. We would go to tournaments every weekend, and I met so many people, and we got to stay in hotels, so the long weekends were actually fun, but ever since I've been playing AAU, I knew that basketball was something like I've always loved.
So when did you decide that you wanted to play college?
It was probably my freshman year that I was like, maybe college is like something I should actually work for, because when I'm younger, I always watch TV and I see all the girls playing basketball for like Iowa, and I'm like, wow, college basketball would be amazing. But I never actually thought it was something that could actually happen. And then when I got my first text, I was like, okay, this is something that maybe I can actually do.
So who was that first text from, and when did it come?
Iowa Lakes texted me, like, I think it was my junior year. I made like a highlight video and posted, and I was like, we'll just see what happens. And they texted me and wanted me to call and come tour the campus. So I was very excited.
How many other schools started to reach out to you then?
Then we go to DMAC in the summer in Boone, and they liked what they saw when I was playing there. So then they actually talked to me when I was there. And then Iowa Western texted me a little bit after that, but I was in such a busy time of year, I didn't really get back to anyone or like went to tour the campus. But after they started reaching out more, I was like, maybe I should go visit these places.
So how many different campuses did you visit?
I only visited Iowa Lakes, DMAC, and Iowa Western. I did visit Iowa Central and talk to their basketball coach a little bit, but they were in between coaches, so it was kind of hard to talk with them.
What did you like about each of the different visits you went on in the campuses?
The coaches were all really nice. The Iowa Western one has always been reaching out to me, talks to me daily, so I really like that about him. But each campus was nice. Iowa Lakes was good because it was a lot smaller. But then Iowa Western is such a nice, huge campus. And then Boone, I liked because I got insight from Breely on how she liked it. So each one had their own little good thing about them.
So how did you start to break down on where you wanted to go and what you were looking for maybe with the coaches or the campus or what really was the deciding factor for you?
I think when I visited Iowa Western, the campus, like, took me away. It was so nice. And I probably would have liked DMAC more if I got to play with Breely next year, because that probably would have helped if she's going to be there another year. But Iowa Western, their coach is so nice. He's always reaching out to me, talking to me about basketball. And he's a male coach, so something, I haven't had a male coach since AAU, but I feel like he'll push me hard, and Crafty always does, and so does Coach, but I don't know, I'm excited.
So when you reached out to him, what was that conversation like when you let him know that you were coming?
Yeah, I was actually getting kind of worried because I was taking so long to make my decision, so I actually texted him and was like, hey, have you had any other commitments, because I want to get on your list if, like, the spots are narrowing down. And he was like, yeah, I had a few more commits, so you better get on it. And I was like, okay, I think I'm going to commit there.
Okay. So the conversations with him during this recruiting process, what does he see in you as a player that he thinks works with what they like to do, and where do you feel you kind of fit into their program?
Yeah, he said that their point guard is actually graduating this year, so I was like, that's good. At least I'll have a spot, like, maybe I can work for. And they also said that they really play, like, a fast offense. They play a 4-out where they just pass cut, look into the post. And I was like, well, that's the kind of offense we run, too. But he said he's hoping to get like a more defensively active team. And I was like, well, I'm definitely something I can help with that. So.
So it sounds like you fit in well, chance of maybe getting on the floor quite a bit then as a freshman.
Yes, I'm hoping so.
So I know when I talked to you here, maybe it was a month ago, I think it was around Christmas or before, you told me you had made the decision, but you kind of wanted to hold off on letting everybody know because you still had some coaches to talk to. It was a tough decision and a tough thing for you to reach back out to some of those other coaches the way I remember to let them know you weren't coming.
Yeah, it was so hard because I did love all the other schools. Their coaches were so nice, but ultimately I had to let all my family know and all my coaches know first, so I kind of waited a little bit.
Were you able to take a deep breath and just kind of relax after the, you know, the decision was made, or did you enjoy that whole recruiting process?
Yeah, after finally I could tell everyone, like, I'm not going there. I think I made my decision. I was like, oof, I'm done with this.
So let's talk a little bit about the education part for you. You're wanting to do something I know in sports, but you're still trying to figure that out the way I understand.
Yeah, I'm hoping to go maybe into like education with like a PE teacher, and I can get my athletic director. I job shadowed our athletic director, Marissa Dubinsky, here at Kuhn, and I loved what she did, and she had a pretty easy job, which I shouldn't say that, but she said it's something where, like, it's a more laid-back job, but she gets to have fun and works with the kids and gets to play in the activities with them, and I was like, that's definitely something I would enjoy. And then I'm hoping to get my coaching license in college, so maybe someday I could come back to Kuhn.
Okay. What do you all want to coach? Because we're going to talk other sports here in just a moment, but what different sports would you like to coach?
I would probably be coaching basketball would be my number one, but I would definitely help with like softball too, because I love softball.
Okay. Now I mentioned earlier that you're fantastic in every sport that you do, outstanding volleyball player, track athlete, softball player. And of course we know how good you are in basketball. Did other coaches in any other sports reach out to you? And was there any thought of playing volleyball or doing softball in college, or was pretty much all of the attention really about basketball?
I got a few texts about volleyball, but I don't know. Volleyball wasn't something I was super interested in. I was hoping more on the basketball side. And my dad's still trying to convince me to go play two sports at Iowa Western and try to get on the softball team, but I don't know if I could do two.
That would be a lot of work. Is your dad a big softball guy?
Oh, yes. He loves softball so much. He's always getting me. I actually did AAU softball, too, when I was younger. So.
Okay. How did basketball outrule softball then for you with your love?
Softball was more of my sister's sport. I was like, she can take the softball and I'll stick with basketball because I like that more.
So what do you think as basketball? What's your strengths as a player? And then where do you still need to get better?
Well, when I toured the campus, I asked them, I was like, is there any advice you have for me? Like, how can I be a better basketball player for you? And he told me a few things he wants me to work on, like finishing off a 2 feet so then I can slow down instead of driving in the lane at a million miles per hour. And I still need to work on that a little bit. But I think I'm going to help their team a lot with, like, picking up the pace. I like to play basketball at a fast pace, so hopefully he'll let me do that. And same with defensively. Right now they don't really press much, so hopefully I can get out there and play some good defense for them.
Well, I know you will. You're an outstanding player and a great young lady. So I appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations on making that decision and making it official the other day with your signing ceremony. So can't wait to follow you in college. It's been a pleasure to broadcast and cover your games and get to know you here in high school. So best of luck in the future, and we appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Anna Hart again with the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Again, she's headed to Iowa Western to continue her basketball career as well as her education.